Let's start with an issue that's on the minds of many, given the news that we're still learning about and digesting from Orlando, and that is, of course, gun rights and gun restrictions. Lisa in Stowe emailed in to say, I am now a single-issue voter. What is your position on the sale of assault weapons, restricting those on the terrorist watch list from the ability to buy firearms, and other common-sense gun restrictions?
Well, thank you for that question. And of course, Orlando is on all of our minds. Certainly my heart and all of ours does go out to the victims and their families. And sadly, it's not the only tragedy. You know, just since I began running for governor, there have been a series of assaults. And this has really been an issue that I stepped forward with early in my campaign, after the tragedy in Colorado with a Planned Parenthood. And I decided to support strong measures to promote gun safety with background checks for all gun sales. And I'll tell you why. You know, people tell me that we don't have a problem here in Vermont, but I know we do. And it often is behind closed doors, Jane. I will tell you that domestic homicides are high. In fact, in Vermont, we have the eighth highest rate of domestic homicides in the country in 2013. And most of those are with guns. And that's why I've stepped forward to support background checks. We know that in states that have background checks for handguns, there is a 43% fewer women are shot to death by their intimate partners.
And you're talking about background checks on private gun sales, because if you go to a gun shop, there is already a background check.
That's right. We have background checks existing at all federally licensed armed gun dealers. And what I'm saying is, let's do the same for all gun sales. But I also, after the tragedy in Orlando, have stepped forward to say we also need to ban assault weapons. You know, we cannot accept that violence of this scale continue in our country. I am deeply moved by these tragedies, and I feel that the epidemic of gun violence has to change. You know, it's often been really taboo to discuss gun safety here in Vermont, and I'm really proud that I have been leading on this issue and that, frankly, others are starting to say the same thing. I was at a forum last night in Vergennes, and the first question was exactly the same. I am now a single-issue candidate. I will stand strong. I know that this is going to have a lot of response. I've already received tons of unhappy responses from many, many people. But I want you to know you can count on me to lead against the voices from the gun lobby, and I won't back down.
You just said you now have become a single-issue candidate.
No,
did you mean
I meant single-issue voters? The questioner today said I've become a single-issue candidate.
Single-issue voter.
Voter. Sorry, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to make sure, because if that's true, if this is your single focus, I want to make sure we're getting that right. And I think what you mean is single-issue voters,
thank
right?
you for the clarification. Okay. I was referring to a question last night at a forum from a woman who said she was a single-issue voter.
Got it. So let me ask you one other question, though, because as you said, this has been part of your platform for many months. This hasn't come out just since Orlando, your position on universal background checks, for example. You do on your website, on your platform on this, still say that you would exempt family sales from the background check requirement. Why? If this is a safety issue and if most of the gun homicides in Vermont are domestic homicides, why exempt family sales in terms of the private sales? Why not actually make it universal if that's what you're calling for and say anybody who wants to sell a gun to somebody else, there has to be a background check on that seller or on that buyer?
You know, we've gone into the details of how do you do that when a father is actually handing down a gun to a son and have decided that those kinds of transactions should be allowed. I think it's quite different from an abuser receiving a weapon. So I think there is an important distinction there, and that's a place where we have allowed that exception.
Why, though? I mean, if a father hands down a car to a son and doesn't just say you can drive on my insurance, but says I'm giving you this car, you still have to hand over the title. There's still a legal transaction.
Well, we will have to have some sort of transaction when we have that gun ownership, and we will have to have it responsibly within families.